Hello, Audio Boo. It's Paul Hopkins.
Claire Rendell.
And we're just up on the sunny morning, just trying to think about what we might do later on. And what's Nathan doing? We don't know yet, do we?
No, his dad's, and he's coming back at some time, which is a discussion all in its own right.
So we want...
But basically, he's decided he's coming... Well, no, he is coming back today, but it's a matter of when, what time that'll be.
So it's a sunny day, and we're not quite sure what we're going to do. What we'll probably end up doing, maybe we could have pizza or something like that.
Pizza.
Maybe pizza. Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah. Domino's pizza. They've got... what's that? They've got some deals on, don't they?
Do they? Yeah, there's some kind of meal deal. I can't remember what it is. On a Tuesday, however, if you buy from them, you get buy one pizza, add one free.
Really?
They text me and everything to tell me.
Do they? What, when it's done or when... Oh, is that thing when they say, that your pizza's currently being prepared or something?
Yeah, there's a... when you order it on the app, it has a little indicator thing that tells you where it is.
Awesome.
In the kitchen. I don't know how accurate it is.
Well, you can't get better than that, can you? You know, keeping you informed until your pizza gets delivered and stuff. I like the Mighty Meat one that we had the other day, the Mighty Meat Feast.
It's called a Meat Feast, Mega Meat Feast or something.
Yeah. So really, for my mind at the moment, Domino's is the place to go, really, because it's just awesome. I really enjoyed it, I'll say. Anyway, so Nath coming home. So that's an easy tea then, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and in the meantime, we'll just chill out. I'm doing a song and, you know. Hopefully. Don't you worry, child. Been working on that. Because heaven's got a plan for you. And it's all good, isn't it? So what were we doing? That. Okay. Ring!
Yeah, please rewind.
Yeah. that's an example of how Audio Boo could advertise. Because you know this whole thing at the moment, Audio Boom, shareholders, money, needing to raise money, it's capital and stuff. And I was listening to a few people that talked about advertising. This is, you know, collecting these thoughts as I go along because it's not been a major discussion. But I remember Top Gold, one of his last discussions, responses to the whole concept of Audio Boom making money and stuff and saying that for free account holders particularly, maybe, you know, that you could have like an advert on the end or the beginning of a boo, and Jalal Tribute, in a conversation to me, we were talking about it, and we said something similar. And so it's just been going around my head a bit, and product placement is all the rage at the moment. So that's what that was.
We're not having Domino's.
We're not having Domino's at all. We're thinking about going and getting a barbecue.
It's expensive.
We're not having a disposable barbecue either this time around, but we're going to do it soon. But yeah, well, Domino's is expensive. We're not really advertising Domino's.
No.
Domino's is... No.
I'm not actually that much of a fan of pizza.
No. I'll tell you what, we're getting back into it again. Really. No, we're not. Well, that's the opposite of product placement.
Product dissing.
Displacement, yeah. But no, it's an interesting one, isn't it? And we see product placement a lot on TV now. And I know that there are countries, and I wonder if our lovely friends from Israel might come in this, although it's a visual thing, so I don't know. Product placement is often a visual thing, but I believe that Israeli TV were some of the first to really start and do product placement massively. You see it in Coronation Street now, although I haven't watched Coronation Street for over a year.
I haven't watched it for about...
But it would be awful. Product placement, I mean, if you're going to do it... But they didn't just... So you go into... If whoever owns a shop these days, the corner shop, is it still that Asian guy? What's his name?
Dev.
I don't know if Dev still owns a corner shop, but it used to be that
I
you
think
would...
he does, but he's had a bit of trauma, hasn't he? His wife got murdered and whatnot else and stuff.
Did she get murdered? Oh, by... Did Carl do it or something? Anyway, yeah. So, but... Oh,
I only know that from watching...
The machinations of Coronation Street. Oh, yeah.
It's a bit... Actually, yeah. That's another discussion. I don't actually watch... Haven't watched Coronation Street for about 10 years.
No.
And I still know what's going on in it.
You can. It's easy to probably get back into it.
Through, you know... stuff they talk about. You pick up stuff on like This Morning and whatever other shows you watch.
But anyway, the product placement of Coronation Street, it'd be like this. You're like Claire, like pretty much like Claire and I were just doing. Or you'd say something like, oh, Claire, I fancy a yoghurt. And you go, oh, go in the fridge, there's a Muller Light for you. Oh, I really like the Muller Light corners. They're great, aren't they? Oh, yeah, especially those new Brilby ones. And it goes like that pretty much. And I remember, I mean, there's been some absolutely god-awful ones. There was one where, what was it? There was a, one of them was wanting to get the guy up to get some insurance for the roof. And they, I don't know what had happened, but basically there was the guy was up on the roof trying to check out, you know, what the damage was so they could do an assessment and give him the insurance. And then the backfill story was that this guy, I can't remember exactly the details, but he thought there was a burglar or something. So as the guy was coming out, he punched him in the face or something. Bloke fell over, he got off his, I don't know what your game is. I wasn't anything to do with it. I'm from Churchill. And I thought, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. So they write it into the script and things like that. And of course, as I said, was going to say, it's like on the shelves of the shop, you know, they've got like different products like clearly displayed in order that obviously those are the people that have paid for adverts. So, if, you know, if like Jordans have paid, and so they'll have some muesli on there. If, you know, if Heinz have paid, then they'll have some baked beans or whatever and stuff like that. And that's pretty much, you know, what they do. And product placement is...
No, I think it's often a bit more subtle than that.
Oh, a lot more. Yeah, yeah. In like in conversations in Big Brother, it wouldn't surprise me the least if... again, I don't watch that, but to, you know, I don't even know what versions of or of Big Brother are on anymore. But in that, you know, you could have a discussion between two people, and if they said, "Oh, you know, I remember I found that so and so were the best deliverer of flowers or whatever," they could elect to leave that conversation in, given that most of it's not live. And it's just stuff like that, because they write it all down. They do a written translation, a written transcript of everything that's said in the Big Brother house for legal reasons and stuff. So it's not difficult to, you know, put a note to say which things were advertised and then keep them in, as long as people are paying. Or, and the sponsorship isn't there. We've been doing that for a long time now. You know, the weather's sponsored by suntan cream or some insurance company, because when you use us, your stuff's always protected in a sunny way or something. Go on, why is it more sort of for you then?
No, because a lot of it is just subtle, isn't it? Isn't it? Well, give us a Coke, hand us a Coke. You know,
yeah. Anything. Yeah, but it really is anything other. It's anything but subtle.
Or even in books. I read a book the other day and it said, her iPhone rang.
I think with the authors, see, now I don't see that as product placement, and yet it could easily be.
But it is,
I see that as the author just being cool.
Well, yes,
they need
I do
to say
well,
they've got a nice iPhone. And he went on Facebook and flipped down her profile before getting to a sinister entry that said, "I'll be back."
But there are, but I have seen them where it's been a lot. Oh, her phone rang, and she went on to she was looking at her social networks and things like that, where there's no mention of Elf, and like it says the other way around bit, isn't it, where you can't mention the brand at all.
Yeah.
And it's a bit
kind of, you know? And then you think, well, that's not very realistic, is it? You might as well say, well, she went to Tesco's, brackets, other supermarkets are also available, right, brackets.
Yeah.
You know.
See terms and conditions.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. And in some ways, product placement or at least mentioning stuff in passing isn't really a bad idea, because it's not really realistic. The Archers, now, if anyone listens to The Archers, and I
don't.
You have.
Before. Yeah, about 3 weeks worth.
Well, I could easily revive that little routine that we had. What was it, Ambridge? Yeah, really. Ambridge Extra. It sounds like ambidextrous, doesn't it?
They don't do that anymore, do they?
Ambidextrous, ambidextra. What do you thought? Yeah, ambidextrous. Sounds like ambidextrous. Oh, ambidextra. Yeah, brilliant. We'll have that. Ambidextra, they do it. It's like an occasional sort of
spin-off
to The Archers. And that was pretty god-awful, wasn't it?
Perhaps what they could do is one about that bloke who's...
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob.
Yeah.
Rob.
You just know that we think alike, because I didn't say that. We didn't pre-discuss that. And I said, we could do that bloke about that bloke. You knew exactly who I was talking about.
Rob Titchener.
Oh.
Anyway, The Archers. Leave your Titchener alone.
Oh, no. Just.
Anyway, the point about him, no, about The Archers is, they'll say something like... I just needed to go to the supermarket. Oh, which one is it? Oh, yeah, the one at the Hollerton Bypass, you know, on the corner there. And you just think, just say the bloody name of the, yeah, just say Asda or whatever, or Chavsta. It doesn't matter, you know, but it almost takes away from it. So that's like product displacement in a way. It's almost like it's cleansing the landscape, the imaginary Archer's landscape of anything. Nothing has a brand on it. You just go to the supermarket. You don't know what one it is. Nothing has any packaging, nothing, you know, any branded packaging. It just says beans or whatever. And they were, you know, they if they talk about a restaurant, they go, oh, I think I'll go up to that Italian on the hill there, just past the farmer's gate. And you just think, it just sounds crap, to be honest. But because the BBT are not supposed to advertise, it won't be there. And so that's the way it goes. And actually, if you're telling 4 million people that Sainsbury's or you, even if you swap it round, it's short lived, you know, in the sense that people are reactionary. So they might not think, oh, I'll go to Sainsbury's because I heard it mentioned in the Archers 2 months ago. But they'd go to wherever the last thing was mentioned. So they might. So sometimes people do have that association, don't they, with something they've just heard about. So our little idea was that we say Domino's Pizza and then you all think, oh, yeah, well, we might go and have a pizza tonight. And, well, we might as well have a go with Domino's. We've not tried them before. And Pizza Hut was a bit rubbish last time. So, yeah, it's very interesting psychology. And I shall leave other people that are far more qualified than I believe I am to pick up on such things if they so wish.
Would you would like to pay me to do a bit of product
placement? Yeah, we do a bit of product placement. But they've done experiments, haven't they, where they've had people talking in a conversational tone about a particular thing in the fridge in Sainsbury's or Tesco or other good supermarkets. And they then the passers-by all, like, sort of stop and listen and go, we're just looking at whether to have this green and blacks or not. And then they go, oh, we really like the caramel fish flavour or whatever. And then people end up bloody going and buying it. Go, oh, yeah, go on, we'll have it. It's on offer, you know, two for price of one and a half or whatever it is. And that's it. And then they do it. And it's you know, I don't know how many times you can repeat that sort of scenario because it could look a bit staged after a while. But they've done experiments where people do buy reactionarily, in a reactionary way. Impulse purchasing, I think they call it, don't they? Impulse buying and that kind of thing. Very interesting. The condition of the human heart in terms of desire and to have it now and impulsiveness and stuff. It's good. Speak to you all soon, anyway.
Yeah.
As we have other things to discuss, I think.
And then we're going to get up.
And then we're going to get up and face the day.
And drag ourselves away from the evils of social media.
Aha! Very clever.
If you don't follow me yet, follow me for more.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Product Claremont.
Yeah.